what do you see as the keys to your success in, as right. as Foursquare in terms of innovation?
Right. Well, certainly the biggest key is obviously Dennis's vision in this, and he's kind of corralled a group of people who've been in the mobile and local space for a long time. I would also say, you know, there's a bit of great timing there. Dennis, I don't know if you know, has had a company called Dodgeball, which he sold to Google back, you know, in the days of SMS before the smartphones.
Right.
Then Google didn't really do much with it. Dennis left. Then he kind of, I think he was basically snowboarding for a while, and then you know the iPhone launched, Android was coming on, you know, on the market. All these phones had GPS, they had fast browsers, they had the concept of apps, you know, that also wasn't around for the longest time. So when Naveen and Dennis actually launched the first product, it was, you know, kind of perfect because we could actually leverage all these technologies. And what Dennis had just said earlier, like there's things on our roadmap and in our vision that we can't realize today because of the battery, because of the inaccuracy of GPS and like other technologies that are probably going to come. And so it's kind of nice to be at that very forefront and always like waiting, okay, what's the next kind of device going to do and like how is that going to push the needle?
Yeah. And I suppose I can't say that, can I? I can't ask what your next set of innovations are going to be because that's commercial confidence.
I think Dennis had explained that earlier. I think the next set of innovation is like for us, we will concentrate on, you know, more of a consumption experience. We're doing that with Explore already. Like, it's the Twitter moment, right? Like, Twitter, I think initially everybody thought, like, oh, this is all about tweeting where I'm having lunch and what time I'm going to bed. And nobody really got it, right? Yeah. And then you kind of revisit the situation. And then all of a sudden you realize, oh, wait, I can follow the New York Times and some bloggers and I can use this as a consumption experience. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of Foursquare people have that same experience. Like, they're like, oh, wait, checking in and badges is kind of not so relevant for me. But now that I can, you know, that they have these 2.5 billion check-ins and they can tell me where to have lunch nearby or where my friends are and all this kind of stuff is really valuable. So we're kind of switching over more to this consumption experience, and I think that's definitely something we're focusing on for the next 3 to 6 months.
And presumably that also ties up with your sales to business.
Yes, we actually launched our first monetization product 8 weeks ago. So we are working now with 25 big box retail partners and other, you know, big chains here in the U.S., including Hilton Hotels, Starbucks, Best Buy, and they are now using our what we call promoted products, which is basically specials, like forms of local advertising, but by promoting them, we put them at the top of the Explore experience. So it's very similar to what Google Search has done with their, you know, promoted, you know, all the promotion, the ads are like at the very top. It's kind of a similar concept.
Yeah. This feels free not to answer this question. Some of the potential competitors to Foursquare from this kind of experience, from a monetization experience, are signing up retail and consumer oriented companies for 24 to 36 month contracts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that the sort of, are you emulating the same kind of?
I'm sorry, they're doing what? I didn't catch that.
They're signing organizations up for 24 to 36 month contracts for those kinds of services for organizations that are using incentive-oriented or badge-oriented programs for marketing purposes. Okay.
Yeah, so we sometimes ask, like, hey, can you make a badge for us? We want to build our own app. Like, we're not going to do that, right? Like, so all we do is our service is location-based. Like, also, a year ago, the idea of, like, checking into TV shows and stuff like that, checking into media was really hot. And people were like, hey, why don't you know, you're people checking in already, when you have the badges, why don't you like make that available to us as a TV station? It's just something fundamentally different from what we're doing, right?
Yep.
So we're not really doing that.
Okay. No worries.
We feel like making kind of sense of the world around you is kind of big enough of a problem to fix.
It's
sorry,
generating a lot of data.
It
generates a lot of data too. Does anyone have any questions? Because I'm trying to finish.
Your competitors were first to go at us, and Facebook and Google.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, apparently Facebook and Google failed when they tried to compete with you. Do you think that they will come back and try to...
I don't think they failed, right? I mean, they have... Google is a fantastic company, so is Facebook. I think they can still always, you know, kind of refocus more on local again. Like, I think, yes, some of the smaller companies kind of went away, but like, these people are still working at companies like Facebook, right? So... You know, again,
they said that they will stop for a while.